out in space, round the Earth.
Robbie.
Murray.
And the Doctor.
Triple J.
Straight across Australia.
Triple J.
Oh, on Triple J, Crack and Smack, they are called. Squeeze Me is the name of that song.
So many instructions.
Oh, well, there are a lot of instructions in life. You know, let's face it. About 17 to 8, Robbie Murray and the Doctor with you this morning. And don't get to say this very much, but Jesus has entered the building.
You say that every morning when you walk through the door, Robbie.
That's without the microphones being on, Doctor Smartass. Now we have Alfio Studo, who is the man who has been chosen from a cast of... How many people tried out for this, Alfio?
I'm not quite sure. I think 100, maybe 200.
Oh, come on. Must be more than that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Was it like,
just trying to be modest here.
Was it like Australian Idol auditions and there were people turning up that were just not right at all, looking, you know, big head of dreadlocks or,
some
you know.
Some bald-headed fat guy in his 50s.
Oh, now that you mentioned it, no. No, not at all. I mean, basically... It was through the church and people were just keen to be part of the stations.
You're going to be playing the role of Jesus in front of up to 500,000 people on this World Youth Day. It's one of the biggest events that Australia has hosted since the Olympics.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
Fine.
What kind of preparation did you do to get in the role of Jesus before auditioning? Was there a little bit of...
Well, actually, it all happened quite quickly. It was only like 2 weeks before the announcement that I was... told that, we want to consider you as to play the role.
Is that why your beard hasn't quite filled out yet?
Well, I'm still a boy. Sorry. I'm still growing up.
Did you have the beard before you tried out?
Was that... Let me confess, I've been growing this for 4 months. It's not fair. You put me on the spot.
You need a miracle.
Yeah, I do.
what was your preparation then?
Like I said, prior to the announcement, I mean, I'm a big person of, you know, prayer and meditation always, but I guess now that I'm preparing for the role, praying a lot and meditation, but actually keeping fit has been part of my regime, you know, going for runs. And
has there been a bit of a word, you know, from the folk in the church that, let's face it, Jesus was pretty buff when he got up there on the cross. Has there been a bit of a nudge, like a bit of working out wouldn't be such a bad thing, Alfio?
He was a carpenter.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know. I'm
what music does Jesus listen to when he jogs?
Tell you the truth, all kinds.
Really?
I've got a Rocky compilation going. You know? Seriously,
of course,
it's
right.
You know, it really gets the the legs pumping.
So none of the DC talk, Jesus is all right by me.
Yeah, I got that as well.
You do?
Yeah.
So what does the role entail exactly? What do you have to do?
Basically, playing Jesus, it's...
Those words go together very well.
Yeah, well, basically... It's, you know, the reenactment of the final hours of Jesus. Mm. So.
Not exactly the happy stuff, is it? I mean, it's not like a nativity scene where everybody's pretty relaxed and, you know.
There's all that myrrh floating about.
Yeah. So it's like a fairly serious part of the biblical story.
Definitely. It's a central part of you know, the Christian belief. Mm.
I believe that you went for a cross-fitting.
I did in Melbourne.
How does one go about a cross-fitting?
Haven't you had one, Robbie? Weirdo.
I've had people throw stones at me before, but I've never had a cross-fitting.
Yeah, basically it was, when they told me, I'm like, going on a cross, right, what does that entail? And how long are you going to leave me up there? You're not going to leave me up there and then like go for a coffee. Actually, they made a joke about that. I'm thinking, are they serious? They said to me, look, can you just stay up there for like 40 minutes? We'll go for a coffee and look, if we come back, we will. If we don't, well.
I think technically they have to stay up there until the clouds come across the sky and the shroud in the temple rips, the curtain in the temple rips, then they pull you down.
That's right. And it was a clear day. And I'm thinking, when is this going to happen? I want to get down. But no, basically the idea was to get used to that position and get all the measurements right. So
So how far are they going? Because we hear about, I think in the Philippines, there's literal reenactments of people being nailed to the cross and they actually get their limbs nailed to these big wooden crosses. Are you going to go that far,
how
Alfio?
How much did you want the part?
Yeah.
Look, I think that's going a little bit too far. I mean, look, you know, everyone has their own way of worshipping and you know, I guess reflecting and all that. But, yeah, that's a bit full on. Yeah. Mm. But anyway, that's another story.
Okay, well, let's come back and have a talk about how you're going to feel in front of 500,000 people. Are you going to be wearing the loincloth?
Yes.
Good. Just want to check that. getting out of the loincloth.
I did hear that the apostles and stuff are wearing more sort of normal street clothes.
To an extent.
But underneath, they've got the loincloth on, underneath their jeans.
Not sure.
We've got Alfio Studo in, who has been chosen to play the role of Jesus in World Youth Day.
Actually, if you ever played Jesus before, wouldn't mind maybe you'd like to talk to the guy that got the big role.
Give him some tips.
Yeah,
about how your experience was of playing Jesus.
I was in a nativity play when I was in.
You didn't play Jesus in it.
No, I didn't play Jesus, and nor did I play Joseph. I played Jophus, which was the way that I pronounced my character name when I think I was in year 4 or 5. When I was 4 or 5, so I was like in kindergarten maybe.
Apparently, Jesus was into cars though.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long. Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
There you go. Ministry here at Triple J and Jesus built my hot rod. And we have Jesus himself, or at least the man who's going to be playing him at World Youth Day, Alfio Studo, who's in this morning. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried on any of the patented Belinda Neal Don't You Know Who I Am when trying to get service in restaurants or anything? I'm Jesus.
Yeah, have you?
Have you traded off on the name?
I mean, are you getting into nightclubs these days a lot easier as Jesus?
Well, now that you mentioned it. Imagine that, eh? The look on the bouncer's face would be like, get out of here.
Have you been recognised? Because since you got the gig, there's been quite a few photographs of you. I mean, you were on the photos of you on the Sydney Harbour Bridge walk last week. And, of course, when you got the gig, there were newspaper articles all over the country.
Yep.
Have you been recognised?
No, not at all. Really? Tell you the truth.
Damn!
I know, eh?
Robbie.
Nah. A shame.
Sorry. Blaspheming.
Are there any perks to the job? I mean, apart from, you get sort of a free Harbour Bridge climb out of it.
That's one.
Do you get to keep the cross?
I have to negotiate that with the priest.
Do you get to meet the Pope?
Don't know. Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, what a blessing. That would be cool.
Yeah, wow.
So
where would one keep a cross? Where would you keep that?
Keep it on the mantelpiece where you put your cross.
Maybe donate it to the church.
You keep it around your neck. A huge necklace.
So are you nervous?
Yeah, look, it's 20, I think about 20 days to go, and naturally, look, I have to admit, I'm getting a bit nervous now, but it's all good.
Are you getting whipped? Have they worked out how to do that?
They have.
Because Amelia's partner, he did the play when he was in grade 6, was it? About grade 6, and he was a special effects guy, and he had to work out how to get the red lashes on the back without hurting Jesus
too
much.
It's a primary school play, is it?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean,
that's right, and he ended up putting paint on the whip, so he just lightly lashed and leave blood marks. Is that how you're doing it?
So a little tip for you, Alfio.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe the cast and the directors are listening.
This is the thing. I mean, like, regardless of your religious persuasion, the general gist is that it's going to look spectacular. It's going to be an amazing sort of thing that's going to happen.
Yep.
But do you reckon if it wasn't a retelling of the Christian story, do you reckon that council would let a whole bunch of people mock crucify a guy in public? Like if the Hellfire Club said, oh, we wouldn't mind retelling some of our history down the main street of Sydney.
Yeah.
It does involve a cross and a bit of whipping. Do you reckon that's cool?
Or Metallica.
Well, obviously, you got to tread carefully with different people's perspectives and, concerns. So,
have you had any negative feedback?
No, not really. I mean, look, at the end of the day, look, naturally, you're going to have different groups and different people that may have a little concern about an aspect of the stations. And, we just don't want to offend anybody. And at the end of the day, it's just a beautiful story. That's what it is, essentially. So, it's about Jesus and, his love, Share the love, Yeah.
And do you rise at the end?
Don't give away the ending.
No.
What's the thing?
Everyone knows he rises.
Spoiler alert, everyone. Spoiler alert.
Can't spoil any, surprise. We'll leave it at that, eh?
Good on you, Alfio. Listen, good luck with it, mate.
Thank you very much.
There's going to be a lot of people watching you, and I'm sure it's going to be pretty full on, but good luck.
Thank you.
Alfio Studo, who's playing Jesus for World Youth Day in this morning on Triple J. It's about 5 to 8.
Out in space, round the earth.
Robbie.
Marie.
Morning.
And the doctor.
Triple J.
Straight across Australia.
Triple J.